What is up? Sandow Podcast 37. Today is probably going to be a short one, but it's a good one. It's an important one. The 12 delegates have been announced for the sandbox. And this is one of the most recent endeavors to not only fix quorum, but also a lot of different things to encourage participation. All sorts of good stuff is going to come out of this. At least I very much hope so. And we're going to go through just the news of it. And then we're going to read through all of the 12 delegates' profiles on Sandbox DAO's website. So we'll just do a read through. The interviews may come at a later time. I've already reached out to most of them to ask if they want to do an interview. Just a quick introduction, background, and what they want to achieve. You'll see some of that when I read through. They each go through the different things that they're about and why you would delegate to them. But yeah, I've gotten no less than 3 messages already asking me if I'm okay, because I wasn't listed. I wasn't at part of the 12 and I did apply. So I'm fine. Everything's good. I'm not going anywhere. I'm still SandFam and it's all good. It's all working out in the end. I podcast and I'm a SIP author. So there was already a little bit of a question as to how we would work out the conflict of interest part of the code of conduct. So yeah, everything's fine. Everything's good. I'm not blowing up. It's all good. So we're going to go through all of them today, and there's not going to be a whole lot of commentary, although you will see a lot of familiar names. Some new names, some I haven't seen, at least me, myself. And disclaimer, I do not represent the Sandbox Game or the Sandbox DAO Foundation. I am not your financial or legal advisor, and nothing I say is to be taken as financial or legal advice. When I say the word SIP, I mean Sandbox Improvement Proposal. When I say the word DAO, I mean Decentralized Autonomous Organization. And when I use the word SandFam, I'm talking about the Sandbox community that participates in the people, products, purpose of the Sandbox ecosystem. So the ecosystem is something I covered in episode 31. It talks about the people, product, purpose, and ecosystem. The people being the gamers, game makers, voxel artists, landowners, sand holders, DAO delegates, which we're now talking about in this episode. Very excited. Participants in general, like brokers and people who might not fit other categories, and the Sandbox team, of course. And then the product, the game client, the Vox editor, the game maker, the marketplace, and the DAO. This podcast is the SandDAO. It's all about the Sandbox DAO, educational and news updates. And the purpose. Not just the white paper where it talks about the play, create, own, govern, earn, and monetizing and empowering. We're also talking about the things that Sebastian Bourget, Arthur Madrid, Yatsu talks about in the Sandbox becoming the cultural capital of the metaverse, empowering creators, and all of that together creates the ecosystem, makes the world go round for us. Right on. Scoreboard has not moved because the DAO admin team has been focusing on the DAO delegates, and I assume now we'll go back to looking at SIPs. I, myself, and the MetaWorlds team, we have proposed 10, and 2 of them have been resolved. One was SIP 14, did not make it because of quorum, and hopefully future SIPs no longer have to worry about quorum because the DAO delegates and all of the participation and camaraderie and cohesion that they bring. There's 12 of them. We'll get to them in just a second. And the rest of them are different stuff, revenue options. One's about to fund the podcast, this podcast, different working groups, roadmaps and inventory filters and quorum and all sorts of stuff. Things that I really want to see myself and the Sandbox DAO go to vote. But we'll see. We're still at 9 SIPs approved, which is roughly half of the 16 that have been closed. 6 SIPs not approved and 1 withdrawn. checkbook. We're still at 15.5 million budget, having spent 2.3 million, which is 15% of the budget. We're going to do an update podcast in a little while. We're going to go over this in detail because I go over it. I just blow right past it. But soon we're going to go over the details of all of this and what it means. DAOBase.ai, we're at 15 proposals with 211,000 token holders. So 12 delegates. You have 211,000 token holders that you can ask for their delegation to you as delegates. Voters are active voters. There's 2,200. Those are the people who have voted so far, and they have casted 9,200 votes, almost 10,000. I am Lanzer. I am the podcast host of the Sandow podcast, all about the Sandbox DAO, its educational and news updates. I am also president of the MetaWorlds Group. We are a studio within the Sandbox community ecosystem where we published two different experiences. One was a Game Maker Fund 2023 called Lava Defense, and the second one was a Builders Challenge 1 experience called Floor Droppers. It's currently in 0-0 for Alpha Season 4. Please go check it out. Hope you enjoy it. Leave a comment about it if you like it. And I myself, Lanzer, I have a contract negotiation and writing background. I'm also a program manager of projects for software development. So, the big event. So, sandboxdao.com/delegation. If you go there, you will see the 12 delegates. Let's get into that and start introducing them. As I mentioned, I've reached out to most of them already to schedule an interview. It'll be a quick 30-minute, hour-long if they choose to, but mostly just an introduction and to start this thing off. So if you go to sandboxdao.com, you'll see here the ribbon at the top. Go to Delegation, click Delegation, and then here's the delegation dashboard. It reads, choose your delegate to vote on your behalf while still keeping full ownership of your tokens. You can pick any of the verified delegate listed below. Your delegation can be changed at any time. If you click the delegate button, it will bring you to Snapshot. The snapshot.org website, and it shortcuts you to delegate. There is a really good video by Kunta over in Sandbox DAO website where you input their address name, keep that little thing green to limit delegation to a specific space, that space being the sandboxdao.eth. You hit confirm, and then bada bing, bada boom. There you go. You can already see the delegates right here. I don't know if they correspond yet. I guess we can find out in a little while if they are them, but That's it right there. That's what the button does. To become a delegate, you click that button and you can go to the type form here where you can apply to be a delegate. I covered that in Sandow Podcast 28. If you'd like to see what that looks like and what to expect out of that process, the interview and the whole nine yards, go to Sandow Podcast 28 and you can see that. The 12 delegates of the first cohort have been announced. There are expected to be more delegates. And an important point that was clarified on the forums is that even though these are the 12 official approved delegates, you can be a delegate if people delegate to you. The only difference is these 12 right here were vetted, interviewed, applied, and approved to be the Sandbox DAO official delegates. They have to agree to a certain specific code of conduct. I covered that in podcast 28 and what that means. Conflict of interest. They can't, they have to disclose conflict of interest. They cannot submit SIPs. They have a pretty wide expectation, ethical standards that they have to abide by. And let's see the 12 that were approved. The very first one, The Hidden Walls, based out of Singapore. Second one is Kerchado, based out of France. Mo, based out of the United Kingdom. Ervi, based out of the United States. Robbie, also known as Crypto Diplo, based out of the United States. Sebga, based out of France. Secret Meowl, based out of Malaysia. Old One from China. Very familiar face, Old One. Hishmad, Indonesia. Roxy Miguel, Ecuador. Biversenart, out of Turkey. It says Turkey, but they Turkey changed its name a couple years ago to Turkey. And then MoFat from South Korea. Let's go through each of them. So the first one, The Hidden Walls. The Hidden Walls has a... Okay, looks like there's a five-star rating. And out of five stars, it's a weighted combination of three criteria. Experience, voting, and activity. This looks like a rating given by the Sandbox.DAO admin team, probably. And down here at the bottom, you can see forum, votes, and experience. And looks like the forum reads, depth of a delegate's past involvement in DAO governance, knowledge of Web3, gaming, and familiarity with the Sandbox and Animoca experience. That's a coefficient of one. Votes says delegates' participation and reliability in voting activities within Web3 ecosystem, coefficient of one. An experience reads depth of a delegate's past involvement in DAO governance, knowledge of Web3, gaming, and familiarity with the Sandbox and Animoca ecosystems, coefficient of seven. Okay, so for Hidden Walls, reads, looks like a mutant eight, by the way, up there in the top left. The Hidden Walls profile reads, as your delegate, I will represent you in these three aspects. One, prioritizing the progress of the ecosystem's future. Two, protecting the treasury with prudence and sensibility. Three, the ability to make the unpopular vote if it ensures that both the ecosystem and the treasury's interests are guarded. Delegate your voting power to me so that I may represent those values on your behalf. Okay. Okay, and then you can click a button called Activity, and it brings them to their snapshot profile, looks like. And here you can see the Hidden Walls. They are their voting activity for the Sandbox DAO. They voted in all 14 proposals. And then here you can see how they voted for, looks like they voted mostly no, some yeses, and a few abstains. Okay, so that is the Hidden Walls from Singapore. The next one is Kurchado. Kurchado's profile reads, I entered the Sandbox as a gamer and found out the power of Web3 about property. I am now as well a landowner with over 150 lands and will be diligent bringing the view of landowners on the different SIPs, ensuring that value is created fairly to all communities of the SandFam with a long-term horizon. Got a five-star rating on forum, a five-star rating on votes, and a 4.5-star rating on experience. If you click the activity button, you'll see that Kurchado has voted on 15 proposals and looks like voted mostly yes and a couple no's. Let's backtrack a little bit to the Hidden Walls because that activity did not read well on the percentage. Okay, so it looks like the Hidden Walls voted on... did vote for all 15. There must be a glitch on the snapshot because it says 100% and it looks like voted for... Yep, looks like voted for all 15. Okay, so it just must be a website glitch. All right, so that is Kurchado. from France. Let's go to moez.eth. I can already tell who this is. This is Mo, and you can see there the profile picture is a Bored Ape Yacht Club, and Kurtrados is a KU from the periodic table. But back to Mo, you can tell by the snapshot, and moez.eth is Mo's ETH name. So his profile reads, a seasoned tokenomics expert and current ApeCoin DAO special council member, I bring the expertise to elevate governance, foster deep community engagement, and build sustainable growth for the Sandbox DAO. Received a 2.5-star rating for forum, 2.5-star rating for votes, and 4.5-star rating for experience. Activity. If you click the blue activity button, brings you to snapshot and can see that they are active in Mocha DAO and Open Campus DAO, having voted in 7% of Open Campus DAO proposals and 92% of Mocha DAO proposals, but no votes recorded for the Sandbox DAO. And let's just peer into Mocha DAO, even though it's not Sandbox DAO, let's just see how he votes. A number of fours, some against, abstains. Okay, so looks like a pretty healthy spread of four against and abstains in the Mocha DAO. And let's take a look at Open Campus DAO. He's voted for all the proposals, for all five that he's voted for. Okay, and that is Mo. The next delegate is Ervi from the United States. Profile picture, I don't know if that is actually Ervi, but looks like Ervi's profile picture is a person speaking at a conference. Profile reads, committed to connecting the Sandbox DAO with broader Web3 communities. I'll work to build synergies that amplify our impact, bringing fresh opportunities and real-world use cases to strengthen our DAO ecosystem. Okay. Forum garnered a 3-star from out of 5 stars for forum, 2.5 stars out of 5 for votes, and a full 5 stars for experience. Let's take a look at the activity. So per snapshot, Airv's snapshot picture has a Bored Ape Yacht Club profile picture. It has been active in 3 DAOs, ApeCoin DAO, Mocha DAO, and Decentraland DAO. Decentraland voted on 1% of the proposals, Mocha DAO voted on 34% of the proposals, and ApeCoin DAO voted on 64% of the proposals. So Decentraland voted yes to a proposal in the ApeCoin DAO. For Mocha DAO, voted mostly fours, some abstains, and a few against. And for ApeCoin DAO, looks like mostly fours, a healthy mix of against, and some abstains. Okay. So far we have two delegates who are connected to the Mocha DAO and the ApeCoin DAO, and one delegate connected to Decentraland DAO, and another delegate connected to Open Campus DAO. All right, next one up is Robbie.eth, also known as Crypto Diplo. Crypto Diplo, we had him on the podcast. He is a former SIP author, and that was podcast number 21. And that was Crypto Diplo's SIP number 13 for NFT crafting and drops. So Crypto Diplo's profile reads, I'm Crypto Diplo and I've been a landowner for 5 years. I have two main goals. One, be a voice for landowners who believe it is the core asset of the project and want to see it appreciate in price. Two, be a voice for game developers who believe the sandbox isn't doing enough to focus on game maker features that make the game development profitable outside of the fund. And by the fund, I think he means the Game Maker Fund. although he could definitely clarify that if we were able to get him back on the podcast for the introduction. Received a 4.5 star out of 5 for forum. Received 3.8 stars out of 5 for votes, and received a 4.5 stars for experience. Let's look at Crypto Diplo's activity. So, Robbie.eth, also known as Crypto Diplo, has been active in the MetaFactory DAO, the Sandbox DAO, and ENS DAO. Okay, nice. So for, let's go ENS DAO, voted once to ratify the Constitution. Awesome. And MetaFactory voted 5 times, mostly fours, mostly yeses. And for the Sandbox DAO, has voted 4 times, and all of them were yeses. Looks like... Nice. Okay, so all of them were yeses. And that is Crypto Diplo. Profile picture is a... looks like an Egyptian temple. Next up, Sebga. Also another familiar face. And, oh, excuse me. Crypto Diplo is from the United States, as is Ervi. Mo is from the United Kingdom. Sebga from France. Sebga's profile reads, participate in DAO life by interacting constructively with users. Try to awaken, stimulate members' interest and desire for involvement in the DAO via the different means that the sandbox makes available, ranging from Discord to in-game experience. Forum is ranked 5 out of 5 stars. And that's quite... Sebga is well known on the forums, so that makes sense. And 3.8 stars for votes and 4 stars for experience. Sebga has been active on Torque Squad DAO, the Sandbox DAO, Seb DAO, and Game DAO. Let's take a look at Torque Squad. Voted, can't tell if that's a yes or no. Voted for someone. And let's go to Game DAO. Voted, I can't tell if those are yes or no's, but voted for people or options. And Seb DAO. If you don't know what Seb DAO is, it is Sebastian Bourget's DAO where he has issued Sebcoin. Sebastian Bourget, I think, has about 1 to 200,000 voting power and copies every... it's a mirror DAO, so it mirrors the Sandbox DAO. When a Sandbox DAO proposal goes to vote, Seb copy and pastes that to his Seb DAO, and will, if the majority yes vote carries it, then we'll vote yes on the proposal in the Sandbox DAO with 100,000 voting power. If the majority vote no, then we'll vote no on the proposal. So it's pretty much a delegate already. That's been operating for quite some time. And Sebga has voted yes for both of the proposals that Sebga voted on. And for the Sandbox DAO, has voted on 66% of the 15 proposals, so voted for 10, and looks like mostly yes and a few no's with an abstain thrown in there. Profile picture looks like one of the default... landowner pictures, or no, maybe that's a default MetaMask profile picture, can't tell, and describes as an artist gamer on the Sandbox, excuse me, the Snapshot website. That's Sebga from France. Profile picture looks like a voxel avatar. It's blue. Next up, secretmeowl.eth from Malaysia. Profile picture looks like a blonde person voxel art avatar. Profile description reads, believe that better tools inspire better creators, better games, and a better sandbox. Nice. Very nice. 3 out of 5 stars for forum. 3 out of 5 stars for votes. And 4.5 stars for experience. For Sandbox voting record, has participated in the Sandbox DAO, SEB DAO, and Decentraland DAO. For the two proposals that Secret Meow voted on for Decentraland, voted yes on both. For the four proposals voted on in SEB DAO, voted half no's and half yeses. And for the Sandbox DAO, voted on six proposals, voted mostly yeses and a no. And that is Secret Meow. Next is Old One. Old One was on an early podcast for the Sandow. It was Sandow Podcast 6 with Old One. Old One is connected to Mocha CN. CN is Chinese community. So within the Mochaverse and the Mocha DAO, a few of the other delegates have voted within the Mocha DAO. Old One is co-founded one of the largest delegations within the Mochaverse called Mocha CN. It's the Mochaverse Chinese community. And if you'd like to know more about Old One and how Old One has described that the Mocha CN votes, go back to episode 6, which we did back in July. Feels like forever ago. So Old One is from China, and the profile picture is of a mocha. Old One's profile reads, "Every voice should be heard and every good idea should get the power to thrive." What a statement. All right. So forum gets 3 out of 5 stars, votes gets 3 out of 5 stars, and experience gets 4.5 stars. Let's look at activity. So Old One, profile picture on Samba, on the profile picture on Snapshot has, looks like a CryptoPunks profile picture, but OldOne.eth has participated in Mocha DAO and the Sandbox DAO. For the 6 proposals that Old One voted on in Mocha DAO, looks like voted half against and some fours and an abstain. And for the Sandbox DAO, has voted on one proposal, voted for Game Jam. That was neither a yes nor a no. It was just a, which Game Jam option do you want to select? And that is Old One. Old One, by the way, is also the owner of Lululand. So Lululand is a very, very well-known experience within the Sandbox. Old One has been part of the Sandbox community for a long time. Almost the beginning, I think. So if you have played on Lululand, you have played on one of Old One's experiences with the Lululand team. Next delegate is Hishmad from Indonesia. The Hishmad's profile picture is a CryptoPunk. And the profile description reads, "I'm driven to contribute to this Sandbox community as a delegate. My goal is to bring Indonesian culture and heritage to life within the virtual world." That's awesome, Hishmad. I think that's a great goal. So for forum, 3 out of 5 stars. For votes, 3 out of 5 stars. And for experience, 4 out of 5 stars. Look at activity. Hishmad has voted within, in the Sandbox DAO, Adidas DAO, and WAGMI United Fan Voting DAO. So for WAGMI, has voted, can't tell if that's a yes or no, voted for a person. Adidas voted, again, can't tell if those are yes or no's, voted for people. And for Sandbox DAO, has voted twice, both of them yes. All voted yes for my proposal and Metaverse for Disability. Appreciate that, Hishmad. Shout out. Our proposals did not get passed because it didn't make quorum. Hopefully, that is what the new delegate system will reverse, so that everyone, whether yes or no, gets quorum and has a chance for their proposal to make it. That is Hishmad. All right, next is Roxy Miguel from Ecuador. Roxy Miguel profile picture, I'm not sure where this is from. Looks like a cartoon drawn anime character. I wouldn't be surprised if Roxy Miguel actually drew this. Roxy Miguel, you has been in the quite a number of Sandow podcast chats, so a well-known figure, also in the forums. Berserk Manga, or Manga, I think it's pronounced. Berserk Manga is what Uolace said in the chat. Thank you, Uolace. I appreciate that. Roxy Miguel's profile reads as dedicated to empowering and supporting both new and experienced builders, I will champion proposals that drive innovation and growth on Sandbox. Together, we'll strengthen our community and opportunities. Nice. Well put, Roxy. And forum is 3 out of 5 stars. Votes is 0 out of 5 stars. Experience is 4.5 out of 5 stars. For activity, Roxy Miguel doesn't show any activity. Roxy, if you're watching this, shoot me a DM, please. And maybe we have the wrong wallet. What I do know is that when you are undergoing the delegate process, and I've gone through this and interviewed for it, so I, up until the point where I also got my rejection notice and the rationale. Thank you again, Dow team, for explaining the rationale. But I know I had to designate a wallet in the process and the interview, not interview, the application process. So maybe Roxy Miguel did vote, has been voting with Roxy Miguel's wallet, but in order to be a delegate, decided to use a different wallet. So Roxy, if you wouldn't mind shooting me a message, if you really have been voting, I wouldn't be surprised at all because, I mean, I've seen Roxy been active within the ecosystem, so don't know. But with the Berserk Manga profile picture, thank you again, Uolace, for the reference. Next up, Biversinart.eth from Turkey. Again, Turkey changed its name a couple years ago to Turkey. And reads, I don't know what that profile picture is, but it looks awesome. It's like a multicolored robot. Whatever that is, that's cool. Profile description reads, stay free, stay true. I train the community in Vox editing and Game Maker on live stream. Really? Okay. We organize events and distribute prizes through our studio. In short, we get support from the community and we are pioneers in many areas. I think I can be the voice of the community for the DAO. Voted 3 out of 5 stars for forum. Given 3 out of 5 stars for forum. 0 out of 5 stars for votes, and 4 out of 5 stars for experience. Uole says fear of the wrong signature for sure. Is that a collection? Profile picture collection, Uole? And let's look at Biversinart's voting activity. Biversinart also doesn't show any voting activity on Snapshot. I wonder if could be a new wallet. Unsure. But that is a really cool profile picture. I'm also wondering which studio Biversinart's with. Let's do a quick little search on Twitch. It says they live stream, so maybe we'll catch Biversinart. There it is. Right there. So 71 followers, Sandbox game maker, voxel artist, and NFT artist. Let's take a look. Okay, so I'll have to delve in this a little bit later, but that is Biversinart's profile. All right, and last but not least, the 12th delegate is MoFat from South Korea. I don't recognize that profile picture. It looks like a voxel art avatar person. And profile description reads, since 2021, I've been the biggest sandbox YouTuber for the sandbox Korean community. As an official delegate, I am dedicated to empowering this decentralized community to shape its own future. My vision for the sandbox DAO is to become a pioneering model for decentralized governments, paving the way for communities of the future. It is both a privilege and responsibility to contribute to this mission. All right, MoFat. Given a 3 out of 5 stars for forum, 0 out of 5 stars for votes, and 4.5 out of 5 stars for experience. And sandbox, keep saying that. Snapshot voting activity doesn't have any voting activity either. And that is MoFat. Hey, Yuma. Good to see you in chat. So let's go through just the names one more time. So the delegate dashboard today, our 12 delegates were announced. They are The Hidden Walls from Singapore, Curchado.eth from France, Moez.eth from United Kingdom, Airv.eth from United States, Robbie.eth from United States, Sebga from France, SecretMeow.eth from Malaysia, Old1.eth from China, Hishmad from Indonesia, Roxy Miguel from Ecuador, Biversonart.eth from Turkey, and MoFat from South Korea. A number of well-known names in this list, people who have been very active within the Sandbox Discord and the forums. Some have been on Sandout Podcast before as SIP authors, others as voting delegates in other DAOs, and well-known members of the community, both studio developers, artists, and just generally people that we have known in the community for quite some time. Some new faces, though. I'd be very interested. I hope that they, if you haven't seen me reach out to you already, please, please, please send me a tweet or a DM or message. I'm trying to reach out. There are a couple people I don't know how to contact. I haven't found their Twitter handles or usernames. So if you don't get a message from me in the next day or two asking if you'd like to do an interview, a quick 30-minute introduction, then please message me. I'm so sorry I'm not able to find everyone right off the cuff. I'll do my best to find everyone's contact info. Would love to do an introduction. Like I said, a quick 30-minute, or could be longer if need be, to introduce each delegate to the Sandbox ecosystem so that we can get the delegate system online, operational, running, and make quorum an issue of the past. So that is the conclusion of the 12 delegates that were announced today. Awesome. I'm very, very excited. And again, I am still here. I'm still a SandFam. I'm not taking my bag and running away because I was not chosen as a delegate. There were many, many dozens of delegate applications, as we know, and I mentioned in podcast 30 or 28, where we covered the delegate system and the interview. Many, many delegate systems, so many that the team wasn't expecting that many. So it only stands to reason that not everyone's going to get chosen, and that's fine. I am still SandFam. I am still participating in the community. I'm very congratulations to all 12 delegates. As I understand it, this is the first cohort, so you can expect more delegates to be chosen. And if you weren't chosen, you still really want to be a delegate, you can still be a delegate. This is just the official list of approved delegates that are featured on the Sandbox DAO website's delegation list. So if you still want to be a delegate and you've thrown in your application and you aren't chosen, you can still put in the hard work of acquiring delegate power through convincing people to delegate for you. And again, that delegate button right here is the same delegate button you would use if you're interested in doing that, where you input their name and hit confirm. And again, on Sandbox DAO's YouTube, up here in Spaces, Kunta just dropped a new video, which gives you a quick 6-minute tutorial on how to do that.
Since the release of the sample...
In fact, let's watch that. 6 more minutes isn't going to kill anyone. So Kunta launched or released this video 4 hours ago called Understanding the Delegation of Voting Power in the Sandbox DAO. So let's go ahead and go through it. I love this intro, by the way. Great music, great animation.
Since the release of the sandbox...
Great. That's awesome. Great opener.
Short video.
Bobby, I love the kind of slide to the left. That's good.
Is about so.
Approved or vetted delegates is a key phrase there, like we mentioned before. And he has been very responsive, very receptive to communication. So a communications manager who is very, very involved in communication. So if you do have questions or concerns, drop him a DM. He responds quite fast and is on the forums as well. So there it is. There's the stuff. Wait a minute. This is not showing the whole thing. It's cut off. There we go. Fix it.
Oh.
So that's a reference to what we were talking about earlier, where the ecosystem here, that ecosystem is... gamers, game makers, voxel artists, landowners, sand holders, DAO delegates, participants, and the sandbox team. So if, as you just mentioned, if you're a landowner, you hold a token that you can use to vote. If you own one land, that is 4,500 voting power. If you own one sand, that is one voting power. So both put you within this ecosystem that goes round and round. All the time. And we mentioned that a little bit earlier in the podcast. So this new, what you see right here is a new way that they have revamped the proposal dashboard. You didn't used to be able to see Quorum and a lot of different things. You just had to click it and it would bring you to like a sub page. But now you can see which ones did not make Quorum. And let's just go back to here. Yes. So this is the spread of all the SIPs. This is the DAO checkbook that I'll do an episode on in the future. So of the 15 proposals, you can see the ones in red, those 6 did not make Quorum. All right. And those are all 6 that did not pass within the sandbox DAO. So all 6 that did not pass. Did not pass because of Quorum. Hence, the reason why the delegate system has been pushed so hard and so fast so that we can turn that around. So SIP number 16 doesn't have to deal with a Quorum issue. SIPs 1 through 7 did pass, as did SIP 11 and 12. And SIP 3, one reason why it's marked green is because it was a revenue SIP. As in, it gained money. The DAO gained money as a result of that. The others that are marked yellow were expense SIPs, meaning they took money out of the DAO. They cost the DAO money. Again, I'll do an episode in the future as to how all that works. Once I do some updating of the wallets that have decreased some of these budgets, which wasn't intuitive to me until recently, actually. So I need to do that in the future. Let's get back to the video.
That's
something I wanted to note there was his verbiage is very interesting. So if you, let's reread, re-listen to that one. Closed. So not rejected or accepted. And the reason why that is important is because very recently, there was an update to the SIP guidelines. And that was Sandel Podcast just a couple ago. Sandel Podcast 35. Oops. 35 talked about the new SIP voting, and one of the rules for the new SIP process was that see if I can get it. One of the rules for the new SIP process was that if your SIP fails, you have to wait 30 days. And one of the questions I had was if your SIP doesn't meet quorum, is that still a failure? I thought maybe it might be because it wasn't accepted, but the way that Kunta just described it makes it seem like it's neither accepted or failure. I'm trying to find it here. It's got to be around here somewhere. It's in one of these. It's either the submission checklist or maybe it was ineligible SIPs. One of these has the list of that in it. But anyways, you have to wait, I think, 30 days. 30 days, I'm pretty sure. Take a look. Rejection comes... Yeah, 30 days. So if rejected, resubmit. And he said it doesn't mean it's rejected. It just is closed. So I wonder if that means that all the SIPs, all six SIPs that did not pass because of quorum, if that means they weren't rejected. Interesting point. I didn't know that until he just said that. Yuma says, I think it's okay if you weren't picked as one of the 12 delegates. I know you will still be able to influence from other angles. Thanks, Yuma. I appreciate that. That's very kind of you to say. UOPlay says, you have to be in stake for power. I'll try to improve my stats since I haven't been in Sandbox since 2021. Gotcha. Okay.
Not meet quorum. So
back to the video.
That's so you're going to look around.
And you can tell he recorded this before all the delegates were announced today because it says no verified delegates yet right there.
Write down and learn about
which we just did.
Them. They have to just.
Which, as we noted in Sandell podcast 28, was very extensive. It's a very high standards of ethics and integrity that delegates must abide by.
Potential collusion.
Which, you know, I've submitted six of them. So I can understand one of the reasons why I might not have been picked.
Ratings.
So those ratings are, I was wondering what he meant by that. But as we just learned, ecosystem knowledge ratings were those three factors that they were rated on. Votes, experience, and forum. So how active were they in the forum? How many, what was their voting participation? And how experienced are they in Web3 and everything else? And DAOs.
Snapshot.
Which so we went
after
through.
You have the...
So here's the tutorial for how you make someone a delegate. Starting now, you can do that.
Delegate.
And that was Sandell podcast 28. Again, if you want to see what that form looks like, I do a dry rehearsal of that form where you can see what the application looks like if you'd like to do it for yourself. If you want to be a delegate, apply. Quick side note there, snapshot.org is version 1. Version 2 is now snapshot.box. It too has a new interface. Do you kind of see that little blue button right there at the top? Oh, it won't let me. But that little blue button right there will bring you to snapshot.box, which is the new version of snapshot.org. And so I saw that some of the delegate profiles, when you click the voting history, brought you to snapshot.box. Some of them brought you to the old snapshot.org. Either works.
Here, whatever.
So as he's, if you can't read what he's doing, he's putting in name.eth. So for us, now that we know who the delegates are, let's just say you want Curchado right here, delegate number 2 on the list. You would input Curchado.eth, click the little blue button, input Curchado.eth right there. And there you go. Let's see what else we have to do. So the reason why that's important is because if you are involved in multiple DAOs, which will show up right here on the left, all the DAOs that you're involved in, that you voted on, if you don't select that button, then you are allowing them, you are delegating to, I guess, all of them? I'm not exactly sure, but it's the opposite of only allow them to delegate, only delegating them your voting power for the sandbox DAO.eth.
Need funds in...
I've actually never done that before. So I don't really know how that works. If the delegate votes and it votes you, your voting power, can you then, you can change your vote. So no, I've never tried that. That'd be very interesting to see how that happens. Love you too, Kunta. Right on. So there you have it. That right there. You have your delegates. You have your process by which you delegate. That's what delegation is. And happy voting. So let's close out today's episode. We actually do have a question. And Yuma asked, how do delegates work? Can you choose a different delegate for each SIP? Yuma, I'm pretty sure the answer to that is no. When you delegate your wallet, you delegate to a single individual for a specific snapshot space. So the space is sandboxdao.eth. That is the lowest that you can delegate. If you have multiple DAOs, then you can click that green button and it will only delegate that, but you can't delegate specific SIPs that I've seen. And there we go. Thank you for the question, Yuma. I don't have any other open topics, except maybe I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere. It's okay. I'm not angry. I'm not anything. It's just, I'm happy that we have delegates. I'm happy that the system is evolving, that our community is growing, and that we have a chance to expand our ecosystem by including more people who can garner participation, garner teamwork, garner communication, and cooperation. So I'm happy. I'm happy at all. No hard feelings at all. Okay, and that will close out today's episode. So that episode number 37 is locked in. Episode number 38 is supposed to be, hopefully, is a review of the DAO Constitution, the Articles of Association, and the Memos of Association. It says incorporation, it's association. And so my review and analysis of that, it's been coming for quite some time, ever since I did episode 34, which is the birth of the Sandbox DAO. Those were all meant to be one episode, but the birth of the Sandbox DAO ended up being so big that it had to make it its own episode, which was the revelation of all the different entities at play within the Sandbox DAO. Now we're going to look at, for episode 38, what do the founding documents of the DAO say, and how is it connected to the legal entities that we know are involved, and what the ecosystem actually functions as. There's some really, really interesting stuff that I found as I've delved into Cayman Islands law and reread the DAO Constitution and the articles and the memos with a fresh take after learning a bunch of stuff about DAO and becoming a certified DAO person per the Blockchain Council just a couple weeks ago, and applying that knowledge. And some of the stuff even I'm learning within the ApeCoin DAO having a positive effect on how to read some of these things happening in the Sandbox DAO, because they're similarly structured in many ways. Episode 39 coming up. I have a couple interviews, notwithstanding the potential DAO delegate interviews. I have, in continuation of my DAO lessons from other DAOs miniseries, I'm going to be interviewing a former writer of DAO Times, who is a news website that covers a lot of DAO topics. And then an upcoming interview with ZeeFi and Rowan from formerly known as Bankless DAO, now called Black Flag DAO. And the really interesting things they've been up to in transitioning from one type of DAO structure to another type of DAO structure, and how do you deal with an entity, a name that is associated with another entity and another the same name? How do you split that apart when it becomes no longer possible for you to have that same name as the other entity? Very, very interesting. And one of the main reasons why I want to do that was because the Sandbox DAO shares the name with the Sandbox company. It was a sandbox game. So trademarked, most likely. I didn't research that. Maybe I should. Trademarked and copyrighted, most likely, by the sandbox company. But also the sandbox DAO has the same name. What could that future look like if it goes the wrong direction? Bankless DAO, now called Black Flag DAO, has a lesson for us to learn there. And I'm looking really forward to talking with ZFi and Rowan from there. Delegate interviews. Pretty much I'm going to be focusing on delegate interviews, as many as I can do, and as short time as possible, so that you all can hear the specifics of a person's viewpoint and what they want to do with their delegated power. And then after that, quickly in short weeks, I'll be doing a follow-up of the Magic Palette with Pepe, who just recently announced beta. So if you did not know, he sent out a tweet from his Sandrush Twitter account. Please go check it out if you want to be a beta user for Magic Palette. It is an awesome program. I highly recommend you go check that out. It's going to make developing experiences so much easier. And I didn't put it up here yet, but also I'll be doing a follow-up of the Sandbox Academy SIP, which is Mark Bago. He has been doing the Sandbox Academy stuff. Where is that? It was podcast number, SIP number 12, and podcast number 12. Oh, excuse me, SIP number 11, podcast number 12. So the Sandbox Academy in the Philippines is what that is. He has some updates for us, some really, really cool stuff that I'm excited for him to share about progress that he's made in the Philippines with the Sandbox Academy. And then after that, I'll be jumping into my Sandbox Ecosystem series, which is a deep dive into the makings and the flow of the ecosystem as it relates to the DAO, another one on the creators, another one on the market, and another one on gamers within the Sandbox DAO. Or excuse me, the Sandbox. Not the Sandbox DAO. Sandbox ecosystem. There we go. So those are some upcoming episodes I'm pretty excited to do. So for Sandbox Spaces, if you are interested in collaborating, connecting, relationship building, here are the places, delegates, talking to you mostly right now, here are the places in which you do that. So on Discord, the Sandbox game has a channel called DAO Discussion. Highly recommend you go in there and start chatting with people, delegates. Then there is the Sandbox DAO Forum. That's also a place where I recommend you go introduce yourself, delegates. Here on Twitter and X, this one's a little bit different. You're going to have to kind of surf the hashtags. The three hashtags that I see used the most are hashtag SandFam, hashtag the Sandbox DAO, hashtag the Sandbox Game. Those are the three I've seen the most so far. And you can also look at the Sandbox DAO Twitter account, X account, follow it, and also follow our people, our new delegates. I sent out a tweet, the tweet for this episode, podcast 37. Take a look at the tweet itself. I added all of the user X Twitter handles of the 12 delegates that I could. There are a few I couldn't find. And then YouTube. Right now we have, that doesn't look right. Let's update that because there are three now. There have been three for quite some time. There we go. So for YouTube, there are three channels of interest I would point you to. One is the official Sandbox DAO YouTube channel, which just started up. Looks a little bit like this. Has the two episodes from it, or the two videos. One is Kunta's introduction from 4 weeks ago, and then the Understanding the Delegation Voting Power that we just watched, posted 4 hours ago. The second one is SandFam Cafe, which is run by It's run by Bruno, also known as Pickaxe Master. He usually does one every month, but he's been taking a break since his last episode about a month ago-ish, somewhere around there. And we did an episode with him that was, which one was that? Episode 17 down here in the bottom left. SandFam and DAO and Builders Challenge with Pickaxe Master. Okay. And then last but not least is Sandow Podcast, the one you're watching right now. Sandbox spaces. There are four sandbox-ish spaces that happen a week. One is Mochaverse Hall, also called United Grand Halls, on Monday. On Tuesday, there is... Saturday, there's Bulls on the Block. They do ApeCoin DAO and also cover Sandbox DAO, whereas Mochaverse Hall covers Sandbox, Mocha, ApeCoin, Open Campus, I think Forbes. So they cover quite a bit in one episode. Monday through Friday is Coffee with Captain. It's primarily an ApeCoin DAO focus, but they do cover Sandbox from time to time. And then Whale members. So Whale, they launched their own DAO recently, but Whale members is one of the largest landowners in all of Sandbox. I think they have 1,600 lands. They do natively digital on Tuesdays. Check them out. They're mostly about NFT art, but they are a major landowner for Sandbox, so they cover that too. All right. Thank you all for your time. Thank you for listening to the new delegates. Today we talked about the new delegates that were announced. There are 12 of them. Please take a look. And if you agree with any one of them, please delegate your voting power. If you don't agree with them, you are still able to delegate your voting power to anyone you choose. But take a look at the 12 that were announced today. And we will now raid out. See you, Sam Fam.